So I know Daf Yomi recently did Masachas Nazir. So in this week's parsha, we get to encounter the personality of the Nazir. And one of the questions that gets the most press is, who is this Nazir? Is he someone who is holy, or is he a sinner? You know, you have to be careful when people know much more about the topic that you're talking about. So everyone's ready to catch me, I'm sure, in all the Gemara's Nazirs that they learned just within the last couple months. So the question is a Nazir someone who is holy, or is a Nazir a sinner? And there really, if you read through the Psukim, there seems to be just one clear way of understanding the Nazir. So we're going to, again, just first read through the Psukim, get the impression, try and give off the impression that the Psukim give off, and see how the Mefarshim on Chumash take it, and then try and really develop two other approaches and answer some questions, and that is going to be the outline of this year. So to start off, let's start with the Psukim. So if we look at source number one, page number one, the Parsha of Nazir, Parag Vav, we're going to start with Psukim Aleph through Ches. By the Ber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, ish o isha ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. So just to start off, again, we're just starting off with our implications from the Psukim. Lahazir, whatever he's doing, whatever the meaning of nazir is, whether it's some type of separation or anything, already in Pasuk Beis, you're saying that it's lahazir lahashem. This is for Hashem. You're doing some type of separation from Hashem. And then miyayin v'sheichar yazir, we're going to separate from wine, right? And the other time we know you're not allowed to have wine. There's a few times in halacha that you're not allowed to have wine, but one of the most prominent ones is when you're doing the service in the mikdash, when you're doing the service in the temple, kohanim are not allowed to have wine. So there seems to be already a parallel to some type of din of the kohanim. And if anything, it goes beyond that, because kohanim can't have wine when they're doing the avoda, but outside an avoda context, kohanim can have wine. And not only can a nazir not have wine, he can't have anything to do with grapes. So we're going to get back to that point in a minute. And then if we keep going, in Pasuk Hey, Kol Yimei Neder Nizrael Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, so he can't get a haircut. You want to try and figure out why. An Melos HaYamim Asher Yazir LaHashem Kadosh, yeah, a Nazir is going to be, until the end of his days of being a Nazir, he's going to be Yazir LaHashem, again, the separation for Hashem. Kadosh, yeah, he's going to be holy. Gadel Parasa Rosho. So we have him being designated to Hashem. That emphasis keeps being repeated. He's being described as holy. Again, in case you didn't get the picture, Kol Yimei Haziro LaHashem Al Nefesh Meis LaYavo, the time of separation for Hashem, and then he's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. He's not allowed to become Tamei for, even though out of respect for a dead body. La'aviv ulimo la'achiv la'choso lo yitama lehem b'mosam. He can't even become Tamei for his Zayin Krovim. Unlike a regular Kohen could become Tamei for his Zayin Krovim. A Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei. He actually follows the same rules as a Kohen Gadol, not a regular Kohen. And then what's the reason why? Ki nezer elokav arosho. He has some type of maybe crown, some type of separation on his head. But a Nazir Elokav, which is clearly some type of godly type thing, Kol Yimei Nizro, Kadosh Hu LaHashem, he is holy. So we read through these psukim, and again, we're going to see some of the Mefarshim in a minute, and you get one impression. You know, we're asking, is a Nazir holy or a sinner? But the psukim really say, Hiziro lahazir lahashem, asher yazir lahashem, kadoshiya. Hiziro lahashem. He's going to have an iser tuma like a kohen gadol. He has a nezer elokav arosho. He's kodesh hu lahashem. And similarly, if you look through Nach, while some characters might fall short, a nazir seems to be a way of designating yourself to Hashem through Shimshon, like Shimshon, and according to Chazal, also Shmuel Hanavi. So we should just, you know, close our source sheets right now. End this year and say, yeah, Nazir is holy. That seems to be the implication of the beginning of the Parsha of Nazir. And that is the way that the Mefarshim seem to be taking it. If you look, we're going to look at right now, we're going to call it the Shitas of the Ibn Ezra, the Sfarno, and the Ramban. They go Pasuk by Pasuk, some of them making the Diyukim that we focused on a second ago, and others having their own explanations and picking up on certain things, but they really follow suit that a Nazir is someone who is holy. So let's go through the Psukim with the Sfarno, Ibn Ezra, and the Rambam. So the Sfarno in source number two says kiyafli, when a person, you know, takes it literally a nether, he separates himself. So Sfarno says, yafrish atzma min hevle v'tanugos bnei adam. This person is someone who separates himself from the vanities and the pleasures of people. This is someone who, you know, is doing the right thing. He's separating himself from vanity and from pleasure that other people take part of. The Ibn Ezra similarly on source number 3 says, what does yafli mean? So he first gives a similar explanation that it means yafrish, a separation. Oh, he gives another explanation, yase davar pella. He does something wondrous. Ki rov ha'olam hochem achar tavasam. Most people follow their desires. And this nazir is doing something wondrous. He's a kadosh. He's doing something incredible. He's doing something which is wondrous because he's not following after his desires like most of the world. And the Sfarno continues in source number 4. Lindor neder nazir. What does nazir mean? Lios nazir uparish min hatanugim hamurgalim. He's going to be separated from the normal pleasures. And that's in Pasuk Beis. And now the Ibn Ezra continues, and it's still in Pasuk Beis, Neder Nazir, and he says, if you look at the end, She Yerchak Mehataivos, he's going to separate from desires. Why does he do this? Va'asa Zela Avodas Hashem. He does this for the service of the Ribono Sha'olam. Ki Hayayin Mashkes Hadas Va'avodas Hashem. Wine could be a destructive force in your das, in your knowledge, and your calculus, and also in your avodas Hashem. So far we just have started Pasuk Beis, and this is a separation from your desires, and most people can't do that, and this nazir is a pella, and also he's making sure that wine's not going to negatively impact him. And we keep going in the Pesukim, according to Sfarno, so turning now on page number 2, that the Sfarno notes in source number 6, we won't read it inside, that this person, at least, you might think that he's an extreme. You know, he's a zealot. He's not going to be involved in anything in the world, but that's not what he's doing. It's very calculated. It's limited to yayin and shechar. He's not going to be fasting, which is going to take away his strength. He's not physically afflicting himself. Rather, he specifically separates himself from wine. Only wine, because wine is going to, you know, if he separates from wine, it's going to help him overcome his desires. But he's not fasting, which would take away his strength. He's trying to make sure that he still has his full strength for Avodas Hashem. This isn't just a radical person who says, I want no benefit from this world. Rather, it's a calculated decision to make sure just to not have wine to be able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. And similarly, the Sfarno explains the Isser to cut his hair. Remember, we explained that there's really three main things for a Nazir does, right? Number one is he doesn't have wine. Two is he doesn't cut his hair. And three, he can't become tummy. So number two is, why can't he cut his hair? So the Sfarno explains in Pasuk Hay, source number 7 on page number 2, Antar lo yavar rosha v'ze yashlechakar gavol kamachshavas yofi v'tikun seir. Because what does hair represent? Hair represents someone who is so, you know, preoccupied with his looks. He's constantly fixing his hair, like they describe of Yosef HaTzadik, right? When he was doing Maisanaras, he was fixing his hair. It's someone who's focused on their looks. So a nazir who lets his hair grow out, you know, for those of us who are still zocha to have hair, so it looks bad. It looks bad when you cause your hair to grow out, and it shows that you're not following your looks. Rav Hirsch has another imagery to the hair, but we won't get into that right now. But either way, the not cutting your hair is a similar, you know, perspective, a praise of someone who is able to overcome vanity and overcome his looks. Similarly, the Sorno in source number 8 says on the Pasuk in Pasuk Hey, Kadosh Yeh, what does Kadosh mean? He's Nivdal min HaTaivos HaChamrios. He's not worried. He's separated from his material desires. This is someone who is literally kadosh, right? We said that in Parshas Kadoshim. Kadoshim is, Rashi says, separate from Arayos. So Sfarno says, Kadoshiyah, this Nazir separates from his desires. He's able to overcome his physical desires and be kadosh. And similarly, on why can't he become Tamei Meis? So the Sfarno says, he's like a Kohen Gadol. He says, Lo yichal iske kedusha. So he is kadosh. He's on such a lofty level. He can't ruin that bekavod ha-mesim, just to become, you know, give honor to dead people. Kamo ha-inyin bekohen gadol. Just like a Kohen Gadol. Another is like a Kohen Gadol. And that theme is really spelled out in source number 10 in the Medrash, in Bamedbar Rabbah. So if you look at source number 10, start at the end of the first line. Lefishim mazers atzmo yimin ayayin. This person separates himself from wine. He's not going to cut his hair to guard himself from avera. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harihu chashiv lefanai kekohen gadol. He's just as provident to me. He's just as chashiv to me as a kohen gadol. Ma kohen aser litamei lekol meisim. Just like a kohen gadol cannot become tamei meis, af nazir aser litamei kol meisim. So too a nazir can. Ma kohen gadol ksiv ki nezer shemen mishchas elokav alav, that he has some type of crown of his head, the shemen mishchas elokav alav. Af ben nazir hu omer ki nezer elokav arosho, he also has some type of crown on his head. Ma be kohen ksiv ayavdel aron lak yisho kodesh kadashim, that he's called kadosh. Af nazir nikra kadosh shenemer kol yamin nizro kadosh hu lashem, which we really see in emphasis. We have a kohen gadol who is, you know, born into the position of at least being a Kohen. And then we have a Nazir who's able to lift himself up by everything that he's doing and able to become a Kohen Gadol. Similarly, the Ibn Ezra in source number 11, again, we're towards the bottom of page 2, says, what is it, a Nazir Elokav Arosho? What does that mean, that he has a Nazir, a separation of God? So the Ibn Ezra says it doesn't mean actually a separation. It means a crown. It's a crown of God on his head. Why does it mean that? He says most people are servants. They're servants to their desires, and they have to do whatever they want. They're literally like imprisoned. They have to give in to their desires and do whatever the desires tell them to do. But a nazir is like a king with a crown on his head who does whatever he wants. A king is free. He doesn't have to listen to anybody else. So too, a nazir has a crown on his head representing that he is free of his taivos. He's free of his desires. Finally, we have Sfarno in source number 12, Kadosh Hu Lashem, that the Sfarno says that he actually, what does it mean that he's Kadosh? That he is going to, you know, bask in this light of life and be ready to be a leader of the generation, because he thinks that this is a promise that the Nazir is going to be the leader of the generation. And he actually explains a pasuk in Shmuel that Elkanah says, that I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll make my son Shmuel into a Nazir, as long as Yakim Hashem is Dvara, Hashem fulfills his word. And the way that the Sfarno understands it is that he should be a leader of the generation, because that is someone that that's something which is befitting the personality of a Nazir. And if we just stopped here, it is so clear. We could just go home. We have the Ibn Ezra, we have the Sfarno. A Nazir is someone who is Kadosh. And that is the way that the Pesukim really, really sounds. Then we have the next part of the Parsha, which is the case of a Nazir who becomes impure. A Nazir who becomes impure when he's not supposed to. His days of Nazirus are not yet over yet. But the Nazir becomes impure. So turning out to page number 3, source number 13. Impure. He becomes Tameh. He becomes Tameh. Yeah, exactly. So he becomes Tameh. And it describes the procedure when a nazir becomes tamei. So in pasuk yud aleph, again top of page 3, va'asa hakohen echad chatas ve'echad liola v'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanefesh v'kidash es rosho bayomahu. So that he has to bring certain karbanos. One of them is going to be a chatas, and that chatas will give him atonement for him sinning al hanefesh. So the question is, what does that mean? And the din is, again, by a nazir who becomes tameh, he has to bring these karbanos and then start his nazirus all over again. So the Ibn Ezra explains, you know, this could be a problem. Why is a nazir bringing a chatas? If a nazir is so holy, so why is he bringing a chatas when he becomes tameh? But the Ibn Ezra says, what are you talking about? Obviously he brings a chatas when he becomes tameh because he became tameh meis. He wasn't supposed to defile himself through a dead, impure dead body, and he did. And therefore he has to start nazirus again. And that is why he's going to offer up a karban chatas. Hu al nefesh meisin, source number 14. Ukmo sarat la nefesh. V'ilo hayeshechat al nafsho. You are going to tell me that if a nazir is someone who's actually a sinner and he's doing the wrong thing, lo hayashem mitzavoso sheyachzer l'chataso. So when he messes up and now his nazirus is now over, quote unquote, because he became tamei. So if nazirus was really a bad thing, so then Hashem shouldn't have him start again. Hashem should just say, forget about your Naziros, call it a day. Must be that Nazir is a good thing, and that is why he's going to continue his Naziros after he becomes Tameh. So why does he bring a Karban Chatas? Because he became Tameh. He did something that he wasn't supposed to do, but in essence, Naziros is really a good thing. And now, finally, there's one more part of the parsha, which is really the end of the Nazir process. This is not talking about a Nazir who become Tamei. This is a Nazir who stayed Tahor throughout his Naziris experience. And the Pesukim in source number 15, from Pasuk Yud Gimel all the way through Chaf Aleph, describe what exactly the Nazir does. And one of the crucial things that the Nazir does, we'll leave this for now for right now in source 16, is that the Nazir offers a Karban Chatas. So why does a Nazir offer a Karban Chatas? As Rabbeinu Bachya points out, Karban Chatas is only for past sins. You do a sin in the past, and now you offer a Karban Chatas to get atonement. But what sin has this Nazir did? Remember, before we were discussing the Nazir Tame, the Nazir becomes impure. Right now we're only describing a regular Nazir, a Nazir Tahor, who never became Tame. So why, when he's finished with his Naziris, does he offer a Karban Chatas, right? That is an important question. So the Ramban starts off in source number 17, that it's not so clear why he's going to offer the Karban Chatas. But al derech hapshat, the first line of source 17, by the bold, ki ha'ish hazeh chote benafsho bimlos ha'nezirus. By ending nezirus, that is why he sinned. That is how he sinned. He shouldn't be ending his Naziros. Ki hu ata nazir mikdushas of avodas Hashem. Right now, the Nazir is living a life of kedusha, of being totally engrossed in avodas Hashem. V'ray hayalo sheyazir la'olam v'yamad kol yomav nazir v'kadosh alokav. That it's fitting for him, now that he's already become a Nazir, he should stay like that for ever. He should never stop. He should continue to be a Nazir. He should continue to be kadosh le'lokav. Ke'inyin she'amar in Amos va'akin ibneichem le'neviim umibachoreichem le'nezirim. That Hashem tells us we're going to take your children to be neviim and from your lads to be nezirim. Hishve okoso hakasav le'navi. The Torah compares nezirim to neviim. So we see how holy a Nazir is. That the Torah describes him as kadosh. So why is he bringing a Karban Chatas if he's so holy? It's because he needs atonement from leaving his Naziros and going back to normal life. He should stay a Nazir, and therefore from the fact that he's no longer going to be a Nazir, that is why he needs atonement. And finally, the Ibn Ezra notes that what's the parsha that happens right after Nazir? It's the parsha of Birchas Kohanim. And Ibn Ezra says in source number 718, why are they next to each other? Why do you have Nazir? Everyone focuses, why is Nazir next to Sota? But Ibn Ezra says, why is Birchas Kohanim following Nazir? And Ibn Ezra says, because we just finished talking about the Nazir, who is so holy, we're going to now speak about the Kohanim, who are similarly holy. Again, we could stop right here, call it a shir. Ibn Ezra, Sforno, Ramban, a Nazir is someone who is holy. He's going to be compared, like the Medrash says, to a Kohen Gadol. He's going to have an Isser Tumah like a Kohen Gadol, as the Sforno points out. He's going to be someone who has to bring a Karban Chatas for leaving the Naziris, according to the Ramban. He's someone who's compared to the Nevi'im in the Pasuk in Amos. And it seems like a closed case. Call it out. Let's go out the door. Nazir is someone who's holy. How? Yeah.
Well, I have a question. If one becomes a Nazir,
sure,
of his own free choice, and now it says that if he stops being a Nazir,
he has to bring a Karban Chatas, yeah.
And now he has to make atonement for not being a Nazir.
Yeah.
Why does he have to make atonement for a choice that he is making to leave? He voluntarily,
correct,
became a Nazir, so why can't he voluntarily leave?
Great, great question. So that's the
Nazirite.
What the Ramban is answering that question is saying that once you've now chosen to be on, you don't have to choose to be on such a high, dedicated level. It's no chiyuv to become a Nazir. But once you choose to be on such a level, and you've experienced it, and then bask on Hashem's glory and in the Kedusha, to leave is considered an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you've been on the pinnacle, and now you're choosing to actively go back to a life full of desires. How could you do such a thing? You're like a Navi. You're on the greatest level. You're like a Kohen Gadol, and now you're just going to leave. And the Ramban earlier in the previous parak also discusses a very similar idea. But that seems to be the case, right? From the Psukim, from the Mefarshim on Psukim, it seems to be a closed case that another is someone who is Kadosh. So what is the other side? So I'm going to ask right now four questions. We're going to have four sections right now, a little different than we normally do. We're going to have four questions. We're going to ask questions on Rashi, we're going to ask questions on two Tanayim, and we're going to ask questions on the Rambam. And hopefully we're going to put everything together at the end with answering all four questions, okay? So let's start with Rashi. Rashi, what side is Rashi on? Is Rashi on Team Nazir is Kadosh, or is not Rashi on side Team Nazir is a Chote, that Nazir is a sinner? What? So it sounds like we're going to get to that point in a second. But the Rashi gives you, besides for that comment, Rashi seems to be a little bit walking the fine line. So if you look at Rashi in source number 19, the famous Rashi, why, as we referenced it a second ago, why does Nazir come subsequently, immediately after Sota? To tell you that anyone who saw a Sota Bikhu Kula, someone who saw a Sota in her downtrodden state, what's the proper response? He's going to separate himself from wine to not follow suit. He's going to see what happens to Sota who commits adultery. So he's going to say, I don't want that. I don't want to be followed after my desires. I don't want to give in to the wine and to, you know, and to all my taivos. So let me separate myself from wine. And if I would ask any one of you, does that sound like a good thing to do in such a situation or a bad thing to do? It sounds like it's a good thing, right? It sounds like it's a praise that this is a good thing, and that is why we're going to have Sota here. It's also not why, it's not the only reason, it's not just going to explain why in the Torah, Nazir follows Sota. For those of you who do Daf Yomi, right? In the Masechta Sota, how does Masechta Sota begin? Why is Sota, in the Gemara, it flips the order, right? It's Nazir, then Sota, which the Gemara explains why. But it gives the exact same reason why in Shas, Masechta Sota is going to follow Masechtas Nazir. And that's in source number 20. But Rashi has a few comments. So Rashi tells you a similar explanation to the Sfarno and the Ibn Ezra, that Neder Nazir, that Nazir is someone who's separate, someone who's distanced himself from wine in source number 21. And in source number 22, he picks up on Lahazir Lashem, Lahavdil Atzum and Hayayim, Lashem Shemayim. He's doing this for good reasons. It sounds like so far, if we ended Rashi here, Rashi really sounds like the Ibn Ezra, and he sounds like the Sfarno, he sounds like the Ramban, that another is someone who is very holy. He has the right reasons. He's distancing himself from wine. He saw what happened to a Sota. But now here's where we run into a little bit of problems. He says in Pasuk Hey, and source 23, Kadosh Yeh, what does it mean he's holy? It doesn't mean he is holy for what he's doing, like the Sfarno says that he separated himself from his desires. It means Haseyar Shalom. His Seyar, his hair, has the status of Kedusha. Similarly, in source number 24, Kol Yemei Nizro Kadosh Hu. He is holy for the days of the Naziros, which the Ramban says is the pasuk that proves he's like a Navi. So Rashi says, Zu Kedushas Haguf, Milatami L'Mesim. His body is physically holy, and that is why he can't become Latami L'Mesim. But it doesn't sound like Rashi is telling you that he's on such an exalted level like a Navi. It sounds like, okay, yeah, his body physically is holy, and therefore he can't become Tamei L'Mesim. That's a result of his Nazir vow. But it doesn't sound like from this Rashi that, and again, the Pasuk says that a Nazir is holy twice. Is it coincidence that the earlier Mefarshim were playing that up and saying that, oh, this means that he is someone who's on an exalted status? But Rashi, on the other hand, saying, oh, his hair is holy, or his physical body has a result of holiness. And here's the kicker, as we referenced a second ago in source number 25. Me'asher chatal nefesh, shelo nizhar mitomas hameis. So why does a Nazir who becomes Tamei have to bring a Karban Chatas? So we noted the Pshat of the Ibn Ezra, that because he came Tamei when he shouldn't. And that is why he has to offer a Karban Chatas when he becomes Tamei. And Rashi quotes that Pshat in the beginning, shelo nizhar mitomas hameis. But then he quotes a second Pshat, and this is going to be transitioned into the Tanaim. Rabbi Lezer HaKfar Omer, shetzir atzmo min hayayin. why does a Nazir who's Tameh have to bring a Karban Chatas? A Nazir becomes defiles himself through impurity. It's because he has pained himself by abstaining from wine.
Yain gets you Shabbos and Yontif.
So the Mesha Chachma makes that point that you're going to be missing a lot of mitzvos, practically, right? How are you going to fulfill Kiddush, assuming you can't do Kiddush on bread? And how are you going to do Havdalah, assuming you can't do it on other things? So maybe you're going to be missing certain mitzvos. But Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, which we're going to spell out a little more in a second, sounds like that Nazir is a... Why is he bringing in Chatas? It's not because he became Tamei. It's because he abstained from wine. So it sounds like what the Nazir is doing is not a good thing. Separating from wine? No, that's not such a good thing. We're going to have to talk about and try and flesh out and understand why it's not a good thing. Why is it a bad thing to abstain from wine? We just said before, it helps you, not give in to your desires. Haroa sota bekukula. But we seemingly have a little bit of tension for Rashi. On the one hand, Rashi is connecting this to sota, and he says he's separating from wine l'shem shemayim. All of those sound like Rashi should be like the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno, that Nazir is a kadosh. On the other hand, he changes the understanding of kadoshiyah and kadoshu, and he also is the first person who quotes Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, which is a day in the Gemara, which sounds like that Nazir is not a kadosh, that a Nazir is, literally to quote the words of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, a chote, that a Nazir is a sinner. So what side is Rashi on? Is Nazir a kadosh, or is Nazir a chote? Yeah.
Well, he could be saying that you really should be able to overcome your desires yourself, but if you can't, then you should become a...
Okay, so we'll get back to that suggestion. We're going to suggest something very similar. But either way, it doesn't sound like, again, he's on either extreme. That's the point I'm trying to... It doesn't sound like he's saying across the board that Nazir is a chote, or across the board that Nazir is a kadosh. You agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Excuse me.
Sure.
Is there a certain age involved here?
So you have to, I don't know, it applies to both a man and a woman, I don't know about an age.
It has to be
over bar mitzvah? Okay, fine. I assume it requires some level of das, but as again, you guys learned Tafiomi recently. That sounds like
it. The Torah says a father can make his son into a nazir, even if under bar mitzvah.
Okay, great. So it sounds like, for Rashi, we have a little bit of a problem. So that's question number one. How do we reconcile the mixed evidence in Rashi? Question number two is that Rashi quoted the famous opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. So Rabbi Elazar HaKfar is a Tana, and his opinion seems to be, it's a famous opinion quoted throughout Shas, and I think that it's a little bit misunderstood. So I want to try and analyze it. We're going to ask a question on Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. So Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, let's start with the Gemara in Tainus. So the Gemara in Tainus seems to be the main marker. But there are a couple other important mikoros that it's really, his opinion is really quoted more than five times throughout Shas. But we'll start with Gemara in Tainus. So the Gemara in Tainus, we're on page 5, source 26. Amar Shmuel, kol hayoshev betainus nikra chote. Anyone who sits in fast is called a sinner. That's the opinion of Shmuel. So savar ki haytana. Shmuel is holding like a certain Tana. Which Tana? Detanya. Rebbe Lazar HaKfar b'Rebbe Omer. Ma tamen lomer v'chipar lami asher chatal hanefesh. Why does the Torah tell me by Nazir, when he becomes Tameh, that he has to offer a carbon chatas to get atonement? V'chi be'eza nefesh chatazah. What sin did this person do? Ella, according to Rebbe Lazar HaKfar, shetzir atzmo min hayayin. He pained himself by not having wine, and therefore he is called a sinner and has to offer a karban chatas. And now Shmuel is going to extend. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. It makes a lot of sense to say. U'mazeh shelot tzir atzmo ela min hayayin nikra chote. If a nazir who only pains himself from wine is called a chote, hametzar atzmo mikol davar davar, davar v'davar alachas kama v'kama. So he's not going to eat at all. He's just going to sit and not eat, and he's going to live in fasting. So kal v'chomer that such a person is called a chote. So Reb Lezer HaKfar basically says, he looks at the pasuk in the Gemara in the pasukim that we just read and says that a nazir requires kapara. He needs atonement. He needs a chatas. Why then Why does he need a chatas? Because he is a chote. He is a sinner. He's going to be called a chote. And then Shmuel's extending that, then for sure someone who sits and fasts all day is going to be considered a sinner. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, but then there's another opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Nikra Kadosh, that a Nazir is called a Kadosh. Shenemar Kadosh Yeh Gadol Perasayar Roshar Rosho. That he's going to be called Kadosh. This is someone who's going to be holy. And then, Uma Azeh Shalot Sir Asma El Midavar Echad Nikra Kadosh. If a Nazir only paints himself from one thing, namely wine, is called holy. Hametzar Asma Mikol Davar Alachas Kama Vakama. Then for sure someone who fasts all day, who's painting himself from everything, he's not having food, he's not having drinks, he's not having anything, so he's not even having orange juice, so that for sure is going to be called a kadosh. So if we stopped here, it sounds like we have, and this is the way it's often quoted, two extremes about what exactly is a nazir. On the one hand, we have Rabbi Lazar, that a nazir is a kadosh, which is exactly like the Ramban, and the Sforno, and the Ibn Ezra. But on the other hand, we have Rabbi Lezer HaKfar. And the way that Rabbi Lezer HaKfar is often quoted is that a Nazir is a Chote. That a Nazir is just straight up a Chote. I made a mistake and didn't put this next source on the sheet. But the Gemara in Nazir on Daf Yotes asks, where is the Pasuk that Rabbi Lezer HaKfar was learning from, that he needs Kapara? It was not from a Nazir Tahor. It wasn't by a normal Nazir who finishes his Nazirus. Rather, Rabbi Lezer HaKfar was learning from a Nazir Tame. So the Gemara asked the Nazir, hey, call foul on the play. How can Rabbi Lezer HaKfar learn that every Nazir is considered a Chote, even a Nazir who's Tahor, who doesn't become Tame, from a Pasuk that is written by a Nazir Tame? And that would show that a Nazir Tame needs Kapara. Maybe because, like the Ibn Ezra said and the others said, because he became Tame when he wasn't supposed to. Or maybe he regretted his decision.
Doesn't a regular Nazir bring a Korban
Chatzis? Granted, but we're going to get back to that point in a second. But either way, the Pasuk itself of the Chiper, which he's... The Pasuk of the Chiper is talking about the Nazir Tame. So how can he extend it to be even saying that a Nazir Tahor is going to be called a Chote? The Gemara there assumes that Rabbi Lazar HaKfar is saying that a Nazir is a Chote, even a regular Nazir, even a Nazir Tar. And the Gemara answers, really, 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 that Rabbi Lazar HaKfar holds that a Nazir is a Chote across the board. Across the board, a Nazir is a Chote, but the Pasuk of Kapara is mentioned by the Nazir Tameh because literally, Shina Bechi. He did two things wrong. Number one, he became a Nazir, according to the Mefarish there. And number two, he became Tameh. So he really needs Kapara. But even a regular Nazir, according to Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, requires Kapara. And again, it seems like from that Gemara, Rabbi Lezer HaKfar is saying, both by a Nazir Tameh and by a Nazir Tahor, both of them need Kapara. They are both sinners. Because they're called a Chote because Sir Atzmo Men Hayayin. That seems to be it. And we have these two extremes, Rabbi Lazar on the one hand, slash the Ramban, the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra, then a Nazir is a Kadosh, and the other hand, Rabbi Lazar HaKfar, who tells you that a Nazir is a Chote always. And we could say two sides, two extremes, and that is the way that often people will quote this Rabbi Lazar HaKfar. I would like to today, however, argue that is not the opinion of Rabbi Lazar HaKfar. Because, you know, there's always another Gemara. So the Gemara, you guys actually probably, anyone who's done Daif Yomi should have seen it, because it's pretty on early on in Nazir, which has a very fascinating case. In source number 27, we're going to start from, start with the second line, at the end of the line, Amar Shmuel. Shetafus bitzaro v'amar naya. If someone's holding on to his hair and says, I want to be naya, I want to be beautiful, I want to be nice, I want to be something which is pleasant, so he becomes a Nazir. If he holds it, because it's clearly referencing his hair, and he wants to be something which is pleasant, so therefore he is going to be is consumed that he means that he wants to be a Nazir. But then the Gemara asks, Nazira milsa da Avera. That Naziris is something which is considered an Avera. So then, what? So he wants to, I want to be something pleasant, I want to be something nice. and then holds on to his hair. So it must be he's referring to Naziris. But Naziris is something which is not nice. It is a avera. So how could be na'eh, how could pleasant be a reference to Naziris? So the Gemara says, in da'afil Reb Lazar HaKfar, da'amar Nazir Chote, even Reb Lazar HaKfar, who says that a Nazir is a sinner, Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tame. That is only a Nazir Tame, who's considered as a chote. The Aidi Dabai Mister. The Amarachmana Vayamim Rishonim Yiplu Kitame Nizro. And Hasim Hu Dilma Asil Mevan Nizirusei. He become Tame, and now he might end up, you know, extending the amount of time that his Nazirus is going to be, right? Because let's say he planned on being a Nazir for a year. And now he became Tame after 10 months. So he's going to have to do another 12 months. So maybe he's not up to doing 22 months. So he might end up not finishing his term. Aval Nazir Tahor Lav Chote Karibe. According to Rebbe Lezer HaKfar, a Nazir Tahor, a regular Nazir, who does not become Tame, and who does his time and finishes, is not called a Chote. So this isn't my question. This is Tosfos on Alatar's question. Tosfos on the page immediately points out that we have a stira. We just referenced before the Gemara in Nazir, I think it was right Nazir Tess, that says that Rabbi Lezer HaKfar thinks that even a Nazir Tahor is called a Chote. That's one Gemara. But now we have the Gemara in Nazir on Daf Beis and Gimel that sounds like a Rabbi Lezer HaKfar only says that a Nazir Tame is a Chote, but a Nazir Tahor is not a Chote. So which one is it? Does Rabbi Lazar HaKfar think that a Nazir Tahor is considered a Chote or not a Chote? How could he think both at the same time? So we're left with a question. So the Shita Mikubetzes in source number 29, and then that Tosas was 28, asked the question. And he asked that question a couple places in Shas. But Shita Mikubetzes in Bava Kamma, Daf Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, quotes the Tosas in Shas. And who really helps, you know, explain Rabbi Lazar HaKfar. So my vendetta is against the people who don't, when they're talking about Lazar HaKfar, don't know this other Gemara. You have to at least reference this other Gemara. So the Shita Mikubetzes gives an answer, which is a fine answer, and would keep the typical view of Rabbi Lazar HaKfar open, which is, we're talking about Nazirus, and a person making a nether. What's the most important rule, one of the most important things when it comes to nether? It's what the person himself thinks, and what the person himself believes. So this person who's holding his hair and says, let me be Na'eh, that person thought that, according to Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, Nazir Chote, a Nazir Tahor is not a Chote. But really, 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 Rabbi Lezer HaKfar thinks that a Nazir Tahor is a Chote, and that person was wrong. The person who's holding his hair thinks that a Nazir Tahor is not a Chote, but in fact he is. That is the Tosfos Shatz's answer. And what would emerge according to that answer is that Rabbi Lezer HaKfar thinks across the board that a Nazir is a Chote. Even a Nazir Tame is a Chote, and even a Nazir Tahor is a Chote. That was what emerged with Tosfos Shatz. And the person in the Gemara in Nazir just doesn't know Halacha. He doesn't know that Rabbi Lezer HaKfar thinks that Nazir Tahor is considered a Chote. So, I don't know about you, it sounds like that doesn't seem like the best read. It sounds like the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, a Nazir Tahor is not a Chote. So we're left with our stira in Rabbi Lezer HaKfar. Does Rabbi Lezer HaKfar think that a Nazir Tahor is considered a Chote or not? So that's question number two. So we have question number one is Rashi, who gives us mixed evidence. And now we have a stira in Rav Lezer HaKfar between the Gemara and Nazir and Daf Yates and the Gemara and Nazir and Daf Gimel. Is a Nazir Tahor considered a Chote or not? So now I want to tell you a story. Right? I'll tell you a story. In source number 30, the story of Shimon HaTzadik. Most of you know this story. And you know, this is a parallel story apparently in Greek mythology, a famous story. And the story ends a very different way. But the story is in Masechtas Nedarim on Daf Tesem Beis and number 30. We won't read inside. Shimon HaTzadik says, in my lifetime, I never ate a carbon ashram that was from a Nazir Tame, except for one time. One time I partook in eating from the carbonos of a Nazir. And what was that? There was a certain person. And I saw that this person was very, very good looking. He had the whole look. He was very, attractive. And he said, so the Shimon HaTzadik turns to Nazir and he says, like, What's wrong with you? You're such. You have all the good looks in the world. Why did you become a Nazir? Why would you make your hair? Why would you ruin your hair? And you know, your hair is so good. You look so. You're like a handsome man. Why would you do that to yourself? So the man answers him and he says, "I was a shepherd for my father, and I went to go fill up water from the you know the spring, and I looked. I literally looked in the reflection in the water, and I saw how good looking I was." And I realized, like, I could take advantage of whoever I want. I could get whatever I want in life. And my desires took over me. And then I turned to myself and I said, "You wicked person. Why are you looking at yourself that way? Why are you looking at yourself with so much pride? You know, it's not your world. You're going to end up being nothing. You're going to end up being a worm. You're going to end up dying and being buried. So what should I do? How can I stop myself? On the one hand, I'm so good looking. And I have all these desires. But the other hand, I have this moment right now of clarity that I need to stop myself." So the Nazir says, "I'm going to make sure to shave my head for heaven. I'm going to become a Nazir." And Shimon HaTzadik's response is, he gets up and literally kisses him on the head and says, "My son, let there be many Nazirim like you in Yisrael, because upon you it is said that you have made a Nezer Lahazir Lahashem. You did it properly for Hashem." So that is the story of Shimon HaTzadik, that he would never eat from the karbanos of a Nazir, except for this one person who made the vow because he made it for the right reasons, that he wanted to be able to overcome his desires. So on the one hand, Shimon HaTzadik seems to, you know, let there be many Nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael. However, if we read literally the next Amud, source number 31, Abayi says in source number 31, Amar Abayi, Shimon HaTzadik, verb Shimon, verb, which was referenced right earlier in the Gemara, verb Rilabas Ler HaKfar, Kulon Shita Achas He, De Nazir Chote Havi. Shimon HaTzadik agrees, Rabbi Lazar HaKfar. Shimon HaTzadik, who just went to this guy and said, "May you have many Nazirim and Klal Yisrael like it." He gave him a kiss on the head. He's going to go and say that he's exactly the same opinion as Rabbi Lezer HaKfar. And then the Gemara continues to quote Rabbi Lezer HaKfar that even another Tahor is going to be a Chote. So Shimon HaTzadik, who said, "Let there be many Nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael," to this Nazir, that sounds like it's a good thing. Your Nazir Lahazir LaHashem is going to have the same opinion as Rabbi Lezer HaKfar? Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, who says even a regular Nazir, any Nazir in the world, a Nazir Tahor, is considered a Chote? How is Shimon HaTzadik going to be of the same opinion? Yeah, Shimon HaTzadik normally wouldn't eat from the karbanos of the Nazir, but still, it sounds like Shimon HaTzadik fundamentally thought that a Nazir is a good thing. And now, all of a sudden, you're going to tell me Shita Achas or Lezer HaKfar? How could it be that Shimon HaTzadik and Lezer HaKfar have the same opinion? So the Rishonim there are trying to deal with this question. The Ran in source number 32 gives a tactical answer. Lo amru mamish davar echad. They don't mean the exact same thing. Dilat Shimon HaTzadik dafka nazir tamehu shenikra chote. Shimon HaTzadik thinks that a nazir tame is considered a chote, only a nazir who becomes impure, and not v'lav mishum demitzaratmo. It's nothing to do with painting yourself. Ela mishum demischari. He's going to regret becoming a nazir after becomes tame. V'ilu Reb Shimon v'Lezer HaKfar afilu nazir tar nikra chote. Mil kulon shavan ika chep naziras. So the Ran looks at the Gemara and says, okay, the Gemara says that Reb Shimon HaTzadik and Reb Lezer HaKfar have the exact same shita, and the Ran says, no. The Gemara doesn't mean that. They don't have the same shita. They both agree about a nazir tame being a chote, but for totally different reasons. Rabbi Lezer HaKfar is sir atma menayayim, and Shimon HaTzadik, it's because he's going to regret becoming a navi, regret becoming a nazir. But fundamentally, they're not the same. However, that sounds like a very, very poor reading in the Gemara. It sounds very duchuk, right? The Gemara says they have the same shita. So now you're going to tell me, not only do they not have the same shita, but they even have different reasons for the shita. So it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. So we have a little bit of a stira now in Shimon HaTzadik. Does Shimon HaTzadik say, let there be more Nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael? But on the other hand, he's exactly the same as Reb Elazar HaKfar. So we have so far three questions. We have Rashi, the mixed evidence. We have Reb Elazar HaKfar, does a Nazir Tar could call the Chote or not? And now we have Shimon HaTzadik. Finally, question number four is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam in many places discusses HaNazir, and he really gives you two opposite perspectives. If you look at source number 33, and say for Mor Nevuchim, so Mor Nevuchim says that a Nazir becomes a Nazir because to abstain from wine to be so bad for you. If you look on the third line of the source, and by the bold, Ki Hanisim Rimenu Nikra Kadosh. Someone who abstains from wine is going to be called holy. Sounds like, who would that sound like? The Ramban. The Husam B'Madregas Kohen Gadol B'Kedusha. And he's going to have the level of a Kohen Gadol. And he says right afterwards, the same way that he can't become tubby for his relatives, just like a Kohen Gadol. So if I just stopped at this Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, it sounds very clear that a Nazir is a Kadosh. He holds like, the Ramban, he holds like the Sorni, he holds like the Ibn Ezra, he holds like Rabbi Elazar and the Gemara and Titus. Call it a day. But there's another Rambam. And there's always another Rambam. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim. Shmona Prakim is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos in Perek Dalet. And the Rambam there is discussing his famous idea that extremes are bad. You don't want to be on one extreme or not extreme. There's not things called bad midos. You always want to be somewhere in the middle. And he says that the Torah is a complete book. He quotes the pasuk in Torah's Hashem Temima. Hashem's Torah is complete. That the Torah is basically a perfect recipe. And this is an important point, because this is really, I think, the fundamental idea that emerges from the others against the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and the Sforno, that the Rambam tells you that the Torah is Torah's Hashem Temima. And therefore, the Torah is giving you the guidelines to live your life, and to do so in the proper balance. How to balance good midos and bad midos, how to make sure to end up being the perfect person. So therefore, that would emerge, if the Torah gives you the proper balance, and the Torah has certain mitzvos and isurim, follow exactly what the Torah says. You don't need to do more than what the Torah says. You don't need to do anything extra. The Torah says you can eat something, the Rambam says. The Torah says you could drink something in moderation, drink something. The Torah says you can have certain relationships. Have those relationships. The Torah says live amongst society. You don't have to live in a cave or in a mountain and live over on a mountaintop and live an isolated life in the forest. That's not what the Torah demands from you. The Torah tells you how to live your life. You shouldn't be afflicting your body and taking extra things upon you. And he says, what's his proof? What's his first proof to this idea? He goes on top of page number 7 on the top line. V'hizr mizeh b'masha ba elenu b'kabbalah. Amar ben Nazir, v'chiper alav me'asher chata al nefesh, v'chi al eiza nefesh chata zeh, al shemana atzmo min hayayi. V'alo dvarim kavachomer, in mi shesir atzmo min hayayin sarach kapara, hamitzar atzmo mikol davar alachas, kama v'kama. Who's that quoting? The direct quote of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. It sounds like the Rambam is telling you, the Torah is a perfect book. It tells you exactly how to live your life. Don't be a Nazir. Don't be someone who says, let me usher wine to myself and pain myself through wine. That's not necessary. You want to make sure you guard your taivos? So guard your taivos. You don't need to accept extra things upon yourself. Just do what the Torah tells you to do. What?
If you go, if you're going, feel yourself going the wrong way, then you have to go.
So maybe you have to do something like that, but who says you need the context of the? You might not need a context of a Nazir, right? You don't. Why do you need to be in a Nazir to do that? He's clearly saying here. He's holding like Reb Elazar HaKfar. He's clearly holding that a Nazir is called a Chote. And similarly, in source number 35, okay, you're going to tell me that's the Rambam. You know, the Rambam's halachas. These are his more philosophical books. But the Rambam wrote a Mishnah Torah, so let's see what the Mishnah Torah says. Let's see what the Yad HaChazaka says. Let's see what he says. So if you look at source number 35, the Rambam Hilchos Deos tells you the exact same thing. Don't be someone from the extremes and go, be like literally the priest of the non-Jews who says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to marry someone, I'm not going to live in an apartment, I'm not going to wear nice clothing, I'm just going to be fasting all day. Don't do that. It's usher to do such a thing. Live life normally. And Hamahalik B'derech Zu, in the fourth line, Nikra Chote. And what's his proof? He proves it from Rabbi Lazar Akfar, Shari Amru Benazir, and he quotes the exact same thing. The exact same thing he's telling you in Hilchos Deis. Nazir shows you that the Torah is perfect. Listen to the Torah. Don't accept extra things upon you. A Nazir is called a Chote. Exactly what he says in Shmona Prakim. But there's another Rambam. There's always another Rambam. Source number 36. End of Hilchos Nazirus. Starting at the end of the first line. V'nezirus kedushah, aval, hanoder l'ashem derech kedusha. Someone takes a neder l'ashem for a kedusha. Hari zenea umishubach. Interesting word he chooses. Noah. Umishubach, it's praiseworthy. V'alzeh nemar nezer elokav arosho. Kadosh hu l'ashem. A nazir is someone who is holy. V'shiklo hakasav kinavi. If I didn't tell you who, if I didn't put a name on top of the source, you would tell me who is writing that a Nazir is Kadosh and a Nazir is like a Navi. I would tell you it's the Ramban. But the Ramban had just told you in Hilchos Deus, in Source 35, that a Nazir is a perfect example of someone who accepts things that they're not supposed to be and is someone who is Chote. How could a Nazir be both a Chote on the one hand and a Kadosh and like a Navi? So those are four questions that we have. We need an answer for the Rambam. We need an answer for Shimon HaTzadik. We need an answer for Elazar HaKfar. And we need an answer for Rashi. And we have 5 minutes. Let's do it. Okay. So the Rambam in Source 37, I think, is the key to being able to answer. You know, there's the rule that we say every day. You have two psukim that are contradicting each other. Find the third pasuk, and that's really the answer. So sometimes in learning, that's what happens with the Rambam. The Rambam has two... What? Huh? Oh, yeah?
What's the... Where Hashem is talking to
Moshe. Oh, great. Yeah. You know, it's a long parsha, not there in Shneimakriya. But, so the Rambam, there's a third Rambam in Source number 37, who basically tells you that there are certain times, and this is what we were referencing before, that maybe it is proper to take a neder or a nazir. A very parallel topic is, should a person be taking the dorim and things like that in Shavuos, Erchin. The Rambam in Source 37 tells you that if a person does it to fix his actions, then he's zariz and meshubach, that if someone is a glutton, someone is a drunkard, so then it makes a lot of sense to take a nether or become a nazir. Someone is so preoccupied with his looks, the end of 37. So what the Rambam seems to be telling you is that, yes, a normal person should not become a nazir. Torah's Hashem Tamima, that might be the Pasha shot of the Parsha, but philosophically, the Rambam is opposed to that, because the Torah is perfect. A normal person does not need to accept upon themselves more Isurim. We're supposed to live the world, not push back from the world. We're supposed to take advantage and benefit from the world. However, there are times where people have stumbled. There are people who we're worried that they're going to continue, they're going down a path, they're not going to be able to lift themselves up. And they need a little extra something to become, to help themselves improve. And the Rambam says that is the type of person who should be becoming a Nazir. That person, a Nazir, is Kadosh. Because yes, he's painting himself from wine. And fundamentally, according to the Rambam, that is not always the best idea, and there's definitely a trade-off. But in the aggregate, he is going to be someone that this is beneficial for. Because right now, he's, you know, a drunkard, he's a glutton. So he needs to pull himself out, or he's so involved in vanity and his looks. And therefore, the Rambam tells you, that type of nazir is a kadosh. Most nazirim, they're a chote. But a nazir who's pulling himself out, who's able to take himself out of his slumber, out of his, you know, his yirida. So that is someone who is called a kadosh. And that answers the different Rambams, that one Rambam is telling you about a normal person, that a normal person should not, that's not something you should strive for to become a nazir like that. But if you need it, and you go through that path, and you're able to overcome your taivas, that is going to be a kadosh. And that is how we could answer the Rambam. And similarly, in Source number 38, the Shita Mikubetza says that is going to be the explanation of Shimon HaTzadik. Really, Shimon HaTzadik thinks exactly like Rabbi Lezer HaKfar, that a Nazir Tahar himself is also a Chote. because you're painting yourself from wine and you're supposed to live life the way that you're supposed to. However, what happened by the Nazir by the river? Who was the Nazir by the river? He was someone who said, I saw my looks. I see how beautiful and handsome I am. So what's going to happen? I'm going to keep sinning and sinning and sinning. And he needed it. And he was doing it for the right reasons. And such a Nazir is Lahazir Lashem. Such a Nazir is, he's messing up. He's going to be sinning somewhat because he's painting himself from wine. But in the aggregate, such a person is holy. And Shimnat Sadik says, let there be so many Nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael. And similarly, that's the way that Tosfos and Bava Kamma explains Rabbi Elazar HaKfar himself. Rabbi Elazar HaKfar really, really thinks that even a Nazir Tahor, there is some element of sin. There's some element of sin like the first Gemara that we saw about Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. Because he's painting himself from wine, and that there's a trade-off. But in the aggregate, it's mitzvah lios nazir, even by a nazir tahor. That even Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, the extreme shita, thinks that a normal nazir who needs it, a normal nazir who becomes who is subject to his taivos, that is going to be someone who is going to be called a kadosh, someone who's going to be like a navi, someone who's going to be like a kohen gadol. Even though there's an element of sin, for him, because he needed it, that is going to be a tara. And that's how we're going to understand the steer of Elazar HaKfar. And similarly, that's the way the Sifsei Chachamim explains Rashi in source number 40. That Rashi really thinks that, yes, you shouldn't become an Nazir. It's not an ideal. But in the aggregate, if you do, there's an Averik Sas, but in the aggregate, you're going to end up out on top. And I just want to end and leave you with the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has a brilliant point. He notes, what's the end date for a Nazir? Right? Stam Naziras might be Shloshim Yom, but there's no set time in the Torah for how long a person has to be a Nazir. And the Meshech Chachma asks, why? Why don't we have a certain amount of time for a Nazir? So the Meshech Chachma says, because Naziras is a refuah. Really, a person's supposed to be involved in the world and be taking part in the world. But when a person needs it, and he's subject to his taivos, exactly like we're saying, to answer all our four questions, that is when he becomes a nazir. So guess what? How do you know how long you need to overcome your taivos? This person might need 30 days, that person might need 100 days, but that person might need a year. And he says, until you feel yourself, you have to know yourself and your own personal circumstances. But then, once you feel that you've been able to overcome your taivas, that's when you should end your naziros. And you have to know how long that's going to take for you. So to summarize what we've seen, we've really seen emerge with three perspectives. On the one hand, we have the simple understanding of the Pesukim, and the Rabbi Elazar and the Gemara, and the Gemara in Tainus, the Ramban, the Sforno, and the Ibn Ezra, that a nazir is a kadosh. A nazir is a kadosh who should be offering a chatas if he leaves that level. And then we have the Shita Mikubetas, Bedas, Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, that a Nazir is always a Chote. But I think that the answer might be somewhere in the middle, which is the Rambam, what I'm calling Rashi, Tosfos, Ashita Mikubetzas, that it seems that a Nazir usually is not ideal. Because Torah's Hashem Temima, we're supposed to make sure that the Torah is exactly calculated, it is a recipe to how we live our lives, and we should be taking from the pleasures of the world. But we also have to know ourselves. Things in life are not black and white. It's not always so clear. Yes, there are times where being a nazir is a chote, and you shouldn't be doing it. And it's not something that you should be doing when you don't need it. It's like having medicine that you don't need. It will make you sick. But at other times, you have to know yourself and know, I need something like this right now. And just such an important lesson for us in life, right, that things are not black and white. And what's true for you is not necessarily true for your friend, and not to you know, judge someone until you're in their shoes. And what's holy and like a Kohen Gadol and a Navi for one person could be something terrible for another person. You know, Mirta Shemi should realize that each person is different, and that each person should live life on their situation, and everyone should have a great Shabbos.